FM cares. Good morning, angels.
This morning we have Diane Broederijk out and about in the Dobsonville community. She's there with Pat Moore. He registered the foundation known as Imbali Inhle at the tender age of 16 years old. He was taking care of his mum and dad at the time. And now he takes care of 338 adults, 692 children, and he also has 13 adults and 11 children who permanently live in his family home. As I'm saying that, I get goosebumps because Pat Moore, wow, what a big heart. Dai, gee hom net so 'n drukkie vir my daar asseblief.
Pat, we start this with a hug from Liesel. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Liesel, we're live streaming this. And so if you want to see who Pat Moore is and what he looks like, he's wearing a beautiful pink T-shirt with, he's a survivor. So tell us about that, Pat.
My name is Patrick Moore from Dobsonville. I'm a survivor from cancer, lungs cancer, and then also I'm HIV positive for 26 years now. And then they found out that I got kidney failure. I got 9 months with a kidney failure now. Also, I got TB. My TB is coming and it's on and off. So, but by the grace of God, I'm still living. And then I think that to me will be a surprise because I'm always choose life than death. Where I'm doing home-based care. I'm the founder of Imbali Inhle from Dobsonville. I started this in 1987 when I take care of my mom and my dad until they passed away. After that, I said, no, let me do something for the community. And then I take care of the community, vulnerable kids and vulnerable adults and the people who are in Yaupe. And then also I take care of these people who are disabled. Yeah, that is my work, and then I got some volunteers helping me, and there are 13 of them, and then they don't get even paid, but what I like with them, they are doing an excellent job.
Oh, Liesel, that's a lot.
No, it is a lot. He's taking care of a lot of people, and he also needs to take care of himself. Now, yes. Di, earlier on you were mentioning that they're missing out on a couple of, as we would see them, as needs. You know, and
yes,
things we sometimes take for granted.
Absolutely. Liesel, this morning when we arrived at Imbali Inhle, which is a four-roomed house, basically it's a kitchen, it's a living room, and then two bedrooms. But behind this house, mm-hmm, there are five different structures also housing people. A house like that, can you imagine what that is like at 6 o'clock in the morning to get everybody going? And the person who does that is Pat Moore. So when we walked in, he was just busy finishing off the kids, you know, to get them off to school, and people in wheelchairs, old people, all sorts of people, mm-hmm, are sitting and having their porridge. And this is what Pat does for them. Before that, he bathes them and he washes them. So it's all about the dignity and the care,
yes,
that ill people have who don't necessarily have the means and the families to take care of them like that. So Pat, where do you get the money to look after all of these people? Because you also do this as a volunteer.
No. I don't get money anywhere, but the grace of God, as I said to you, I put my faith in God, because God, I know that He can do something for me. So I have some people who came to help me, to donate food, to donate clothes, and then it's how we survive. Sometimes if you don't have money to buy even electric, I make sure that I'm going to make a circle, take some 2 liters, and then I take it to the scrapyard, and then it's how we survive with my people here.
So it's really scraping together everything in and around the area to make the best of what he can with what he has.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see this happen, and he's a busy man, Liesel. I had to run down the street and go and find him to come and talk to us, because
man,
he was walking the children to just around the corner to school first. He says otherwise it's not safe.
Yes.
So he's a busy man.
So the foundation Imbali Inhle takes care of over 1,000 people. They have no funding. They survive solely on donations and anybody that comes along and opens up their hearts to them. This morning, we're going to gather our angels and make sure that they open their hearts and find out exactly what we can do for Inhle, Mbali Inhle, as well as Pat Moore and the 1,000 people living at in Dobsonville, in the Dobsonville community. Now, with Di standing by that side, we met Pat a little bit earlier on, and we then said, let's see what our angels can do. You can go and check this out on our Facebook page. Everything live streaming there on Breakfast with Martin Bester on the Facebook page. Make sure that you head over there right now, because I have a feeling that something magical is about to happen. Di is here, Dar.
Yeah, this is the moment of Good Morning Angels that I always look forward to.
Me
but
too.
We know the wonderful work that you do and the essential work that you do, and that there are so many people who have nobody else to look after them, and you're the person doing that for them. So you gave us a needs list. We asked you, how can we help you? And you had some lists, items. What are the things that you need here?
Yes, I said to you, ma'am, we need a lot of things, but there's something we are very important to the patients, because we don't have beds. And then also we don't have the shelter for they must put the clothes. Mm. And then even the stove, we don't have a stove. And then also we don't. There's a lot of things we don't have as a foundation. Mm. And there's a lot of things we need. As I said, what is very important is the clothes, blankets, and the beds.
Yes.
It's our needs.
And a lot of appliances, you know, things like urns to keep water hot, and in the winter you need some warmth, so it's heaters and things like that to make the patients comfortable. So Pat, I want to introduce you to our angel this morning. He's the man standing next to you. His name is Jaco Storm. He is from a company called True Wood Furniture. And we sent your list, your needs list, to the people at True Wood Furniture. And you are here today, Jaco, and you've got some good news for Pat.
Hi, Pat. Yes, we got a list, and we built all the furniture that you needed according to specifications, so that it fit into your, because the space is small.
Yeah.
And we went through the list and we built it, all the stuff for do it.
Now let me just tell you, if he says they build the stuff is the best quality wooden furniture that you can find. So it's not just stuff, it's the best of the best. And it was built specifically for your spaces so that it can fit in 6 beds, right?
Yes, it's 6 beds, some kitchen cupboards, shelving, wardrobes.
Yes.
So that it can fit into the limited space.
And that is what True Wood Furniture does every day. You also started small, like Pat, Jaco. Your business started small and it grew.
Yes. We started small, like out of a very small area. And we grew significantly. And it's thanks to the local community that we were able to grow. Mm. And that's supporting the local community are very close and dear to our hearts. Mm. We believe in quality, and we believe in quality of life, and we hope that whatever we are doing here today, we'll be able to help the people, give them a better life.
Yes.
At this centre.
Mm-hmm. So the support is for you, Pat, and for everybody that you look after. But it isn't just the furniture, right?
No.
Jaco has a list here.
No, there's also stoves, chest freezers, heaters, TV, radios, kettles, urns, and juices. That's part of the list.
Yeah.
And we got our list together.
Okay, and we know Pat is a man of action, and you're busy all the time. You need things to happen now, because these people's lives depend on you. So because we know there's no time, right, we've got a surprise for you, and it's coming up. Is it on its way? Let's see.
It's on its way, Di, and we are streaming live from Facebook. For those of you that's wondering what's on its way, Breakfast with Martin Bester on Facebook. I say, Dar, is our surprise there, Di?
Yeah. It's just up the road. And Pat, just just look outside here in your driveway. Okay. I can hear something coming. What have you done, Jaco?
Yeah, no, the truck is on it. It's just up the road, so it's on its way.
So, Pat, for you and all the people here from True Wood Furniture and our whole Good Morning Angels community, that here it is. Can you see it, Pat?
It's gonna move. Yes. We can hear it.
Pat, can you see it?
Yes, I see it.
It's a big truck, right?
Yes, it's a big truck.
And it's all for you.
Oh, man. I don't know what to say.
Di, I think you need to give Pat another hug from us here in the studio.
Oh, my goodness. Liesl, we can't wait to open up the backside of that truck and let Pat see what True Wood Furniture has brought him today.
For those of you who aren't on Facebook at the moment, you can go check out the video a bit later. But there's beds, kitchen cupboards, wardrobes, bedding, heaters, a stove, a chest freezer, an urn, a television, and the list goes on and on and on. Pat?
Ma'am.
Pat, what does this mean to you?
It means a lot, ma'am. I don't know what I can say. Damn it, my day. I was struggling a lot of years. I was just praying, God, hear my prayer. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you very much to everyone. I don't know what I can say. I don't know what I can do. I don't know what I can say. I don't know.
You just keep doing what you're doing, Pat.
Pat, you keep being an angel.
Yes.
And you keep looking after all the people you're looking after. And I pray that you'll be blessed more and more in the days to come.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you so much
as well to True Wood Furniture this morning.
Thank you.
Our angel. Thank you, Pat. Drukkie vir Pat daarso.
Wat julle vir die mense doen is amazing. Ek het nie woorde nie. Hou aan met al goeie werk.
Diane, is Pat still okay on that side?
Pat is standing here with a very nervous big smile. He is not used to receiving. He's more used to giving, Liesl.
Yes.
And he was overwhelmed when the True Wood Furniture truck pulled up. We have now opened the side of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you see, Pat? What does it look like?
As I said, I don't know what I can say. I see there's a beautiful thing there inside the truck.
No, it looks like
mattress, fridge, and stove. It's a lot of stuff.
Lots of beautiful furniture.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. Really, I don't know.
The biggest problem, Pat, is where are you going to put everything?
Yeah, because I got the old one in the house. I'm gonna take it out and then I put the new one. And then the old one, I can give some. Vulnerable people inside, outside in the community, because we have people who don't have beds and other stuff, because as I said, we do home-based care, door-to-door. Some families, they don't have any income resources. So that thing is touching me every time and daily, and then I'm a person who like to cry every time when I see the situation of people, the way they live. Sometimes I feel that why God doesn't take me before than I saw what I saw every day. Some of people, they are my patient. Even the families, they don't take care of them. Since we give him food, maybe let me say Monday, maybe I came there twice a day, and then he doesn't eat, he doesn't do anything, they don't even bath them, they don't even take him to the clinic.
But
for
you
the
do
treatment.
This for them, you do this for the people who can't help themselves. And today, Good Morning Angels, True Wood Furniture did it for you for once. So we hope this goes a very long way in making your work possible, so that you can shine your light on all these people in Dobsonville who depend on you. Liesl, It's an amazing moment for all of us here.
Oh, Di, I can just imagine. And my words to Pat here, he was saying now, why isn't he gone? Why is he still around seeing all of this? And you know what, Pat? You're an angel. That's why you're still there. You need to be there. You need to be looking after all of those people. And we're sending you all our love from this side. We applaud you and we'll keep you and the rest of your team in our prayers every single day. Keep doing what you're doing, Pat. You're doing an amazing job. Again, Di, just another hug from me right here in the studio.
Lots and lots of love going around. Thank you so much, Liesl. We'll see you back at the studio.
Yes, we'll see you back at the studio. Pat, take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Well done for what you've done. Elke oggend doen, dit verander my lewe en dit maak 'n groot verskil in almal anders se lewens.